Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Crossing Hearts by Kimberly Kincaid, performed by Dara Rosenberg. Chapter 1. As far as Hunter Cross was concerned, life was only as good as it was simple. So the fact that he was about to fall a solid 12 feet from the hayloft where he'd been catching the bales his brother Owen had been tossing up from the ground meant Hunter was about to have a shit day of epic proportions. God damn it! Adrenaline sent his heart slam dancing against his ribs, his breath jamming to his lungs as the last of his balance went on a complete walkabout and he tumbled over the hayloft's edge. Hunter vaguely heard Owen's voice, laced tight with panic as it burst up from the hard-packed dirt floor. An instinct flared in a split-second flash of saving his own ass over protecting his arm. He thrust his hand blindly overhead from midair, his finger slapping over the splintered ledge of the floorboards and digging in hard for the mother of all Hail Mary saves. Hunter's surge of relief lasted less than a breath before the force of the fall combined with his body weight, reverberating up his arm and sending a bolt of liquid lightning pain into his shoulder like rusty razor wire. Ugh! The pain tore a direct path from his arm to his mouth, stunning him so completely that any other movement, hell, even breathing, felt impossible. Hunter, hang on! The bale of hay in Owen's grasp thudded gracelessly to the barn floor, scattering dust motes and a string of swear words through the morning sunlight streaming in past the double-wide doors. Hunter forced himself to keep his grip on the edge of the hayloft, despite the hell-hot burn burrowing deep into the spot between his neck and the back of his arm. His brother wasted zero movements, clambering up the wooden ladder 4 feet to Hunter's right, and seconds later, Owen had hauled him back to the safety of the rough-hewn boards of the hayloft.
Jesus, that was close.
Owen sat back on the heels of his work-bruised Red Wings, gray eyes wide with concern.
You okay?
Yeah, I...
The pain pulsed out a steady stream of, change your tune, buddy, giving Hunter no choice but to recant.
I think I might have tweaked something in my shoulder is all.
Tweak something? Owen repeated,
both his tone and his frown marking Hunter's statement for the dialed down it was. But come on, no reason to make a molehill into Mount McKinley just because he'd... Another blast of pain ricocheted from the right side of Hunter's chest all the way to his glove-covered fingertips as he tried to lift his arm. And okay, maybe tweaked was a bit of an understatement.
You need to get that looked at.
Owen wasn't one to mince words. That was for damned sure. Just like normally, Hunter wasn't a pushback kind of guy. But between the unpredictable weather this year and soil compositions that had been more missed than hit for their corn and soybean crops so far, they were up to their belt loops trying to get in front of an already weak season.
Last I checked, we run the family farm, not a quilting circle, Hunter said, sticking a smile to both his face and his answer. Yeah, his shoulder felt like 10 miles of bad road in the rain right now. But if he took a breather every time an ache popped up, he'd be permanently parked on the seat of his Wranglers. Not to mention, just as permanently miserable. If Owen's expression was anything to go by, he remained unimpressed.
We do run the family farm, which is exactly why you should get that shoulder checked out. If you have an injury, a day's worth of work around here isn't going to make your arm feel any better.
Hunter formed his response with care, taking direct aim at the path of least resistance.
Okay, I'll call Doc Sanders when we're done with these.
He jutted his chin toward the fat stack of golden brown hay bales below that still needed moving into the hayloft.
Maybe she can take a look this week.
You'll call her now, Owen said,
his concern blanking any rough edges the words might have otherwise carried.
You busted up that shoulder pretty good.